Thank you, boy. Excuse me. Thank you, boy. Thank you. Here it is, friends. Time once again for Jelly Elliot and the three knotheads. Yes, sir. We're just sitting here under the old pine tree. We'd like to have you come along down the trail with us. If you ain't doing nothing, why, just join in and have a seat there and make yourself at home. We're going to try to play a few tunes here. Maybe you'll like some of them, or one of them, or maybe all of them. But we'll do our best on the whole work. Here's Robert to do the first one. Robert and his Strata Potato Fiddle with a tune called Bye, Lim Cabbage Down. Excuse me, I hit one too many there. I got started and couldn't get stopped. Friends, we hope you old-timers, as well as you little saplings out there, enjoyed that old hoedown. I'm telling you the truth, I'm just in a whirlwind here. But I'm all stewed up here over something, friends. I'm telling you, I'm really enthused here. Now, you know, friends, people's always taking pledges of first one kind and another, different kinds of pledges and all, even the president and other office holders, you know, big shots and all that sort of stuff. They got to take pledges. They take pledges to uphold the Constitution and different things. And then a fella goes out on Saturday night and gets full of that Rucus juice, and Sunday morning he takes a big pledge that he won't do that no more and all that sort of stuff. You know, there's all kinds of pledges. And even the missus, the lady around the house, she takes a pledge to make her old man fix a window, or build a shelf, or carry out the garbage, or just lots of things. I even had to take a pledge on this program. That's the truth. I had to take a pledge. And, you know, I just don't see the only difference in other pledges in my pledge, that I really enjoyed taking my pledge. I'm proud of it, and I believe you will be, too, or you would be if you had the chance to take this pledge. I'm going to tell you more about this pledge in just a minute, but first I guess I better give forth with a sad little ditty here, friends. Oh, this is a sad one. I told you we had some sad ones, some sadder, and some little sadder. Listen, here's a crying tune. I ought to do a good job on this one, because I usually sound like I'm crying anyhow. Here it is, and it's Somebody's Crying. Somebody's crying over me somewhere. Somebody's heart is blue. Somebody's crying over me somewhere. Somebody tried so hard to keep her love, but we just couldn't agree. I pray each night to heaven above that she'll come back to me. I know she's crying over me somewhere, and she knows I'm crying. Make me cry. Mm-hmm. tried so hard to keep her love, but we just couldn't agree. I pray each night to heaven above that she'll come back to me. I know she's crying over me somewhere, and she knows I'm crying too. Hey! Who's this crooner they talking about? Friends, don't hold that against me. That's the best I can do. That's right. I want to tell you some more about this pledge. I wasn't studying about that song, crying somewhat is crying somewhere. I imagine there are somebody squalling about something. I was thinking about this conservation pledge here. That's the pledge I've been trying to tell you about. Being as how I had to take it, I don't see no reason why these knotheads... George, I believe y'all ought to take it. Y'all want to take it?
Yeah.
You want to take it. That's good. That's good. I figured you'd want to, but you're going to do it anyhow, whether you wanted to or not. But I'm glad that you agree with me for a change. I'll tell you what I'll do. Y'all eat after, repeat after me. Repeat after me. Are you ready? Now, this joins you up, you see. Now, you got to realize what you're doing here. You're really taking a pledge. And you know what that means, don't you? You got to keep it. All right, you're going to live up to this, huh?
Live up to it.
Now, George, you better live up to it. Here we go. Y'all ready, huh? All right, y'all repeat after me. I give my pledge as an American.
I give my pledge as an American.
To save and faithfully to defend from waste.
To save and faithfully to defend from waste.
The natural resources of my country.
The natural resources of my country.
Its soil and minerals, its forests, waters, and wildlife.
Its soil and minerals, its forests, waters, and wildlife.
Now, thank you, boys. Thank you. There you are. Now, you're full pledged. You done took the pledge. I want y'all to concentrate on that, if possible, and keep the thing going. Got to. Well, let's see here. Friends, we got time here to get along with some more of this fun, foolishness, and false knowledge. So I guess maybe if, Slim, you about ready to give forth with your part there, buddy?
I'm ready.
You got about 2 bits worth? How about you doing about a dab, dab, and a half, 2 dabs of a tune here? Now, this is a sad one, ain't it? No, this is a good one. Yeah, this just hits us right on the head, don't it? All right, here's Slim to sing a song, and it's called I'll Be Finished Another Hard Day.
Sunset fading away. I said it's good to see that sunset fading away. 'Cause when the darkness comes, I'll be finished another hard day. I got a milk old jersey, slop the hall, pull off my shoes and rest my dog. Well, it's good to see that sunset fading away. When the darkness comes, I'll be finished another hard day. Sunset fading away.
Oh dear,
I said it's good to see that sunset fading away. 'Cause when the darkness comes, I'll be finished another hard day. I gotta pump a little water, Tito, Nell, and Dan, chuck and chill some corn for the meal grinding man. Well, it's good to see that sunset fading away. When the darkness comes, I'll be finished another hard day.
Hey, all right there. Thank you, Slim. Thank you. I'll be finished another hard day. That's Pretty well done there, son. You know, you boys, y'all, I was just telling you, you got to stop and think what this pledge means now. You know what it means, don't you?
Yeah,
do
sure
you?
Do.
Well, it means a lot there. You've got to, you're taking a pretty good responsibility on yourself. You've got to protect the natural resources of our country. You know what that means? One of the main things it means is to keep fire out of the woods. Help keep it out of the woods. Well, I've been driving down the road in my car, have it one time or other, and some leatherhead come along, you know, and he'd see the woods on fire out there, maybe it just started. And he'd say, well, I ain't worried about that fire. I didn't set the woods on fire. That ain't my hard luck. Well, now, that's just ignorant, you know. He is plumb ignorant, talk like that. When he could just stop for a minute and go out there and stomp out the fire, maybe the man ahead of him that set the fire out, through carelessness, he's miles on down the road, don't know that he set the woods on fire. That's one of the things, boys, that we got to help watch. If you're driving down the road and you see a small fire out there, get out and put it out. If you can't, if it's done got a good start, get a hold of the forester man around there. He's easy to locate. Get a hold of him. Let him know about it. Do your part. It don't cost you nothing, and it's really something. And that's one of the things in this conservation pledge here. You boys think that over. We got to go. We've run out of time, friends. The old clock on the wall says for us to get, and we're going to have to get. But before we get, here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you. Think about it. Careless fires in the forest and field would no longer have the edge if every true American took the conservation pledge. Friends, we've really enjoyed our little visit with you here under the old pine tree, and we'd like to have you visit with us again. So listen to the station announcer, and he'll tell you just when we'll be back, the time and all. And don't forget, neighbors, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service, Uncle Sam's Forest Service, and the station that you're now listening to. Tune us in again, friends, and remember, only you can prevent forest and wood fire.